From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel swept to a fourth term in elections Sunday, but with a reduced vote total of under 33%, lower than the more than 41% her conservative bloc took in 2013. Ms. Merkel acknowledged the coming weeks will not be easy, but the coalition recognizes, she said, its responsibility to the country. The Social Democrats lost support, taking just over 20% of the vote.
Heute ist ein schwerer und ein bitterer Tag.
SPD leader Martin Schulz called it a difficult and bitter day for German social democracy. One of the biggest developments was how well the rightist Alternative for Germany, or AfD, did, taking 13% of the vote and becoming the first far-right party to win seats in the German parliament in more than 50 years. The German leader will likely need to build a new coalition, perhaps with the pro-business Free Democrat and Greens parties. RMIT European Union professor Bruce Wilson in Australia said Ms. Merkel's biggest challenge now will be keeping such an unlikely coalition together.
The question for Angela Merkel will be how to harness those two parties that will potentially go in divergent directions.
Angela Merkel now joins predecessors Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellor to win four terms. The U.S. Sunday said it carried out half a dozen airstrikes on a suspected Islamic State desert camp in Libya Friday, killing 17 militants. The Pentagon said the camp is located about 240 kilometers southeast of Sirte, a northern coastal city once an IS stronghold. The camp was believed to be used to move IS fighters in and out of the North African country. This is VOA News.